The City of Shreveport and the Downtown Development Authority have organized the city's first pop-up project. It aims to give regional businesses a two-week opportunity to have free storefront real estate in downtown Shreveport. The pop-up project is popular in a number of cities. Business owners get a taste of what it's like to sell their product in a new location without the commitment of signing a lease or paying utilities, according to Liz Swain, who heads up the Downtown Development Authority.
We would love businesses from East Texas, from Arkansas, from Central Louisiana. Anybody who wants to come up here for 2 weeks and do it, we say, come on, because there's probably the need for your product. There's probably a big group of people who want to taste whatever you cook.
The first pop-up project will be in the Red River District. Swain expects about 5 proposals will be selected. Jonathan Burks of Shreveport is the owner of The Lighthouse, a combined restaurant entertainment venue that he's been working on since 2012. He was the first business to apply.
It's a great opportunity for us to show the downtown development what we can do, what we have, the vision that we have, and just see it executed. So it's a great opportunity for us to get our business off the ground.
Swain says the pop-up project is geared toward any retail or restaurant enterprise, but she says new restaurant concepts are especially suited for this two-week trial. The Lighthouse's marketing director, Lydell Smith, is keenly aware that if his business is chosen, you'll be able to show off the best of Shreveport through the Lighthouse venture.
You see a mentality in this city change, especially through young eaters that are saying, hey, we want more farm to table. We want more organic. We want more creative outside the box. We don't want to go to the chain restaurant every day.
Proposals are due April 24th, with the winning businesses notified soon after. The first pop-up runs from May 12th through the 23rd. Swain says future pop-up projects are planned for the fall and holiday season in downtown Shreveport.